with me, I do have TKE3 or take. Why take? What is that?
Take was essentially is take three. Mm-hmm. For like, as a Christian, I feel like to live life to the fullest, I feel in the way that God would have intended. For like, we have to have all those. What's the word now? The fundamentals, which is obviously to have the Holy Spirit, to have Jesus your Lord and Savior, and then, you know, God the Father as well. So, yeah, when God called me, I responded and I took all three. And I think that's the only way, I think it's a testament to why the music sounds anywhere the way it sounds. Because I think I was very convinced of where I was at before, and I know where I'm at now. And if I didn't take the three, then that there would be nothing to show for it, really. So,
you know what I love about that is that even your name has spiritual meaning to it. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of the times that might not be the case. People mm-hmm. just pick a name that sounds quite cool, or they just use their own name, which is fine. Mm-hmm. But you've chosen a name with intention.
Mm-hmm. Do you know, even just to add a little bit more. So I've been making music for a long time, mm-hmm. quite a long time. And I've had other aliases. So the first one was called Vic Black. The second one was called PD13. And then the third one is take three. And the thought behind that was also the third and final take. So I'm not changing my name again. So no more aliases. Now okay. that we're doing it with God.
This is it.
This is the final take. Wow. As well as the one I mentioned earlier as well. So it's also like a representation of what once was. Mm-hmm. And then cool, let's do this music and use the gift that God has given to me in the best way that I can now use it. So we'll do it right this time.
So you said that you've been making music for a really long time. Mm-hmm. How long have you been making music?
I mean, making was probably like 13.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't want to ask how old. I was going to say, how old are you now?
Yeah.
So that's a long time then.
Yeah.
So when in that, 13 year journey, did you decide, I want to start making this music for God?
2020.
So not too long ago then. No. What spurred that?
I didn't want to. Let me even put it there.
Okay.
Really and truly, it was not the first time someone suggested. Really and truly, my mind was just blocked off. So it's like, I had my specific people I grew up listening to, like Governor B and stuff. And, you know, shout out to Bibles guys, A-Star and all the other guys. But I grew up listening to them. And after a while, it's like, I just wasn't interested in that anyway. I was trying to go for a particular space. So we had a program that I attended in Nigeria, and so my sisters asked me, are you going? I'm like, no, we've got a music video with my manager, I can't miss it. And then they booked me a ticket anyway. I was like, what do you do that for?
I told you I got stuff to do.
But people don't just buy you plane tickets and then you reject. Yeah,
especially not to Nigeria.
So I was like, ah, really and truly. And then it's like, so when I eventually got there, I think we had like a what do they call it? When the man of God lays hands on you and stuff and prays.
Altar call.
Not so much an altar call, because I was really born again, but just like time
for
impartation, exactly. But like it wasn't like the message or the meeting was geared towards making gospel music or anything like that. It was just me going to attend the church program. And then as soon as I was like, I was under the anointing, straight away, that was the most relevant thing that was in my mind. Like, that is not what I wanted to do. I can't emphasize it so much more, but like, I didn't want to. But like, now it's like as though God arrested me in that space. And like, for the first 20, 25 minutes after, I wasn't talking to anyone. People would talk to me, like, oh, tap me. And like, oh, like, hey, Vic, like, good meeting, right? And I was like, wow. I just wouldn't say anything, because it's like, inside it was like a back and forth with God, like, I'm like, God, but, you know, I've been recording morning, day, and night for the last 3 months. I've got hundreds of songs ready to go. And he was like, yeah, well, it's time to use your gift the way I want you to use your gift. And I was like, I know, but R&B is about love and trap is about hustle. And like, what am I going to? He's like, oh, don't worry, just accept and just agree. I'm like, God, I don't know about this. Like, my manager, like, all the stuff we've done so far. I knew that it would mean that, okay, we have to scrap it.
Mm.
And he was like, just agree.
Just go for it.
I agreed.
When you said, I mean, your manager is in the room, so don't feel like you have to say anything
Give me the truth.
When you went to your manager and said, right, I want to start doing Christian music, what was his response to that?
What? and then he was like, huh, I hear you. Because obviously, like, we're all coming from, like, Christian background as well. It's like, I hear you. But what about all the stuff that we've been in? Because we had done a lot. And we had so much planned and so much invested into it. Music videos we had shot and not released yet. So we would have really paid and spent the money and everything. And he was like, bro, I don't know, man. And I was like, oh, yeah. And all the old songs, we need to take off as well. And he was like, and he was not having it. I'll keep it real. He was not having it. But I put my foot down. Because in my head, I was like, it's either I do it with him or I do it without him. But right now, God literally arrested me and said, this thing that you have here is for me. And you are to use it for me. So there was no convincing. I spoke to other friends and they were like, you're making a mistake. I really you know all them hurtful words that I don't mean to be hurtful, but I'm going to just tell you the truth. Anyway. I'm like, I'm feeling all the pain, but I'm like, you know what? It's well, like, even if it's just me, even if, and in my mind, I thought it would mean I have to sacrifice my aspirations of, I guess, the music getting out there. It's like, okay, it's no longer about it getting out there. It's now about that song reaching that person. So whether it's one person that needs to hear it, in two years' time, that particular song, then that's all I'm here for. It was no longer about the numbers and the achieving and everything. It was like, I'm here to
live different.
Yeah.
Wow. We're talking a lot about how you were doing one type of music. You had this experience with God. It shook you and you then left that and thought, I'm going to do this new thing. There may be people listening, right, who have had things like that happen. Or maybe they're in a particular career and they feel a little bit conflicted. What would you say to people that feel that and just having the boldness to go with what God has told you to do? Because that's a massive thing to do and it's quite brave, especially in this world that it's so easy to not do that. It's so easy to go down a whole different route and to think, you know what, I can make a quick track about this and I know it's going to be more widely accepted because it's not about Jesus. What would you say to those people and how was that for you and being consistent with it as well and not just doing it for like a 6 month period and then bang, gone again?
I think it's in a sense what I want to give to the world or my addition to the world. People might spend their whole lives chasing money and chasing whatever might come from that, maybe is a gratification from an employer or someone telling you, you know, good job, you're the best, or praise, basically. It's like, okay, that's all cool. But at the end of the day, that lifetime that you live, if you spend all that time to chase other people's standard or merit standard, I guess, I think it's a waste of the time I could be spending on earth and maybe other people could be spending on earth. There was one of the songs that played and it was like, the world missed a major leap, like, knowing my future is secured and knowing that my eternity is made for me. So it's like, I find more security knowing that I'm doing something for God and my eternity is set, rather than chasing what is the right now when there's so much more of eternity to go and I could be lost in limbo if I don't make the right decision. So yeah, I feel like to those people that are in between, trust that God's choice is the best choice. It's better than yours because he's outside the time scale. Right now, we're quite very much inside. So if you know someone that knows the end and knows how it will finish, and he says, do this, it only makes sense to listen to him and not decide for yourself, because we've only lived life for so long. And even when someone's lived for 100 years, what do they really know about life? How much do they really know about life compared to God?
It is such an incredible project. I am very excited for people to hear this. You're very excited for people to hear this. If someone has 5 minutes when this project drops and you were to direct them to one song that you think would move them the most, what song would that be?
I think Count Five. I think Count Five. Because with the song, just going into like the details of the song, I feel like I display the most of my skill set. Even if I wouldn't say not everything, but I feel like I really gave my best. So you hear a bit of melody, you hear flow, different variations of such. Not to get into the details, but yeah. So I think that would be the best representation of what I'm able to do. I think sometimes with other songs, maybe some people's hearts or minds may not be ready. So they might be coming. They might want something a bit more turn up. I think this gives a good balance of rhythm and a message as well. So everyone's always ready to bow down and worship.
Mm.
So you have to get on with the balance, yeah, man.
Very good point. So thank you so much for joining me.